This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. At least 29 people were killed when a magnitude 7.2 earthquake struck Haiti on Saturday, as Prime Minister Ariel Henry said he was rushing aid to affected areas. In an AP interview, U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Paul Caruso said this was a deadly earthquake.
In this case, we have significant damage. Our pager is estimating that we have significant fatalities and significant economic damage.
Henri declared a one-month state of emergency for the whole country and said he would not ask for international help until the extent of the damages is known. The island nation is still recovering from a devastating earthquake in 2010 that killed hundreds of thousands of people and left more than a million homeless. Its president was assassinated in a home attack last month, with the country already in a political struggle, adding to the turmoil. President Ashraf Ghani told Afghans in a recorded message Saturday that he intended to fight the imposed war and would make sure that the security forces were up to the task at a time when the Taliban seems to be inching closer to the capital city, Kabul. Ghani said he continued consulting with important players both within Afghanistan and internationally and would share results with the public soon. The message quashed widespread rumors in Kabul that Ghani was going to announce his resignation and allow the Taliban to enter the city in return for the militant group announcing a ceasefire. On Saturday, the Taliban captured Mazar-e-Sharif, a large, heavily defended city in northern Afghanistan. They now control 24 of Afghanistan's 34 provinces. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Australia's New South Wales state hit a record 466 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases in the latest 24-hour period. The state's premier, Gladys Berejiklian, said the figure represented the most concerning day of the pandemic in New South Wales so far.
It's really, really important for us to acknowledge and accept that we need vaccination as a key tool in fighting this. This is literally a war, and we've known we've been in a war for some time, but never to this extent.
She said about 50% of New South Wales had received its first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Coronavirus cases continued to grow across the United States thanks to the Delta variant. We get more from AP's Shelley Adler.
For the third straight week, Florida has set a new record with an average of over 21,000 a day. In Alabama, Governor Kay Ivey issued a state of emergency as hospitals there face a surge in COVID-19 cases. And in Oregon, Governor Kate Brown is calling on the National Guard
to support our hospitals overstretched by patients during the Delta surge. I'm deploying 500 Oregon National Guard members initially to hospitals across the state.
Brown's order came on the same day the state tied a record low for available beds in the ICU. I'm Shelley Adler.
Tropical storm Grace strengthened slightly early Saturday, but is expected to weaken in the Leeward Islands later in the day, as Fred weakened from a tropical depression to a tropical wave before it is expected to redevelop Sunday over the Gulf of Mexico. National Hurricane Center senior specialist Richard Pasch told the AP that Grace was forecast to bring between 7.5 and 15 centimeters of rain to the Leeward Islands and Puerto Rico into Monday.
The main threat, I think, from a system like that would be heavy rains over that area. And there's been a lot of rain already along the northern Gulf coastal region, so is certainly subject to flooding, and that's going to be the main concern with Fred.
The National Hurricane Center also said a tropical storm warning for the U.S. Florida Keys has been discontinued due to the weakening of Fred. Spain endured its hottest day of the year Saturday with temperatures topping 45 degrees Celsius, while authorities in Italy expanded the number of cities on red alert for health risks to 16 as a heat wave engulfed southern Europe. Many southern European countries have suffered days of intense heat accompanied by deadly wildfires in Italy, as well as in Algeria, Turkey, and Greece.